Here are the Jaguars' top plays of the 2014 first half. Number 3, Week 2 at Washington. Mercedes Lewis breaks away. Late in the first half, Chad Henne found tight end Mercedes Lewis, who got the Jags on the board.
3rd and 11, inside, it's caught. Plenty of real estate. Mercedes Lewis, 10-5, lunges end zone, touchdown.
The catch and run was a career long for the ninth-year tight end, who later left the game with a high ankle sprain. Lewis could return to the active roster for the Week 12 game against the Colts. Number 2, Week 3 versus Indianapolis. Bortles to Hurns. After making his NFL debut after halftime, Blake Bortles threw his first career touchdown pass in the fourth quarter with a little help from Allen Hurns.
Straight drop, fires to the middle of the field. That's Hurns. He makes a catch in the Colts territory. Fuller to speed. Allen Hurns is loose. Allen Hurns is inside the 20-yard line. He got away. Allen Hurns is going to score a touchdown for the Jaguars. He broke a few tackles and got it to the end zone. How do you like that?
The touchdown reception was Hearn's 3rd of the season, and now his 5 touchdowns is tied for the franchise rookie record. And number 1, Week 7 versus Cleveland. The Jaguars finish off the Browns. Leading 10-6 midway through the fourth quarter, the Jaguars put away Cleveland by capitalizing on 2 late turnovers, including a Telvin Smith interception.
Straight drop by Hoyer. He dumps it off, incomplete. Picked off! Picked off by Telvin Smith! Telvin Smith reaching for the goal line. He fumbles it out of bounds, but Jacksonville is in business again inside the 10-yard line.
Smith had a sack, forced fumble, interception, and 2 passes defensed in the Jaguars' win over the Browns, earning AFC Defensive Player of the Week honors. Those are the Jaguars' top plays of the 2014 first half.